We celebrate you. Welcome to Lofty Heights Christian Center, a ministry that exists to raise kingdom influencers. As a church, we emphasize three things: the Word, the integrity of it and its ability to transform, the Holy Spirit, His power and demonstration of the same, and love. Love for God, for yourself, and for others. You are about to experience God's undiluted Word from God's servant. Get ready for a transformation.
2 Kings chapter number 4 from verse number 1. Media. 2 Kings chapter number 4 from verse number 1. Thank you, Father. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." Next verse. So Elisha, Chima, please, I'm pitching a little bit. So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Next verse, please. Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels." And he cautioned him, he says, "Do not gather just a few." Verse 4, "And when you have come in," he asked her to shut the door behind you and your sons, "then pour into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. I just want to charge you tonight, before the man of God comes to be a blessing to us, how much you can receive from the Lord in a meeting as this, it's dependent on the number or the extent of your jars. Everyone under the sound of my voice tonight will take home according to the number of jars they brought in. Jars this time around means your expectations. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20. It says, "Unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine, according to his power that is at work in our lives." Are you here tonight to spectate? Or are you here tonight to receive? That oil didn't run dry, didn't cease. I mean, the oil never ran dry, actually. But they had more oil, but they got no more jars. He had gone to borrow from everywhere. So meaning that if he had times 10, times millions of the jars he had brought in earlier on, the oil would have continued to flow. What are your expectations tonight? Casey, when he was opening the service, said no one encountered Jesus and remained the same. There are nights and there is a night. You guys know this is not the first time we're having encounter night. I love meetings as this. It's a night for you to escape from whatsoever thing that may have been holding you bound. It's a night for you to receive light in God's word and receive your deliverance. I teach all the time, the word of the Lord has the capacity to deliver a man. All right? Darkness thrives because there is no light. The more light you have, the more you'd see that darkness begins to disappear. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. John chapter number 17, verse 17. Bible speaking, Jesus says, "The word is truth. Sanctify them by thy truth." He says, because thy word is truth. Meaning that the word of God has the capacity to sanctify. To sanctify is to set aside. It is to cleanse. It is to make whole. It is to make dedicated unto the Lord. Do you have expectations tonight? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? If in those days, in Jesus' days, while walked the face of the earth, some friends were so determined such that they went through the roof, to drop in their friend in the midst of where Jesus was, just such that their friend could have an encounter, you've got no excuse. Especially if you are physically here tonight. Do you have expectations? Bible says the expectations of the righteous will not be cut short. This is not a meeting you come for and just come for, you know, to just, you know, just come for the sake of coming. Or just show face so that pastor will see that you were there. You may have long-standing issues. There may be a sickness in your body you've been contending with. Anything that Jesus did, that Jesus died for, that is still at oppression in your life, a night as this is a night to saying enough is enough. And I want you to just speak to your maker. Father, I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I have come here tonight to meet with you, to encounter you, the wonders working God. Lord, I want to see you tonight. Come on, you are not praying. I want to see you tonight. I want to encounter you tonight. Father, in my life tonight, let there be a visitation. If you are lacking capacity, you can pray right now. Lord, enlarge my capacity tonight. Increase my capacity to receive tonight. Increase my capacity to receive tonight. If you feel you are faithless concerning that situation, you can begin to talk to God about it right now. Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Increase my faith, Lord. Increase my faith. Increase my faith, Lord, tonight. I'm ready to receive. I have come to see you, not man. I have come to see you, not man. I'm ready to receive. Lord, increase my faith. Enlarge my capacity. Enlarge my capacity. Enlarge my capacity. Would you pray tonight, Lord? Push me into overflow tonight. The realms of more than enough. Push me, Lord, into overflow tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed.
We trust God that this ministration blessed your life tremendously. Do share your testimony and experience with us by emailing us at hello@myloftyheightsglobal.org. For more life-transforming messages from our ministry, please visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stay connected with us across our social media platforms at My Lofty Heights. To give to our ministry, please visit our website. We love you, we honor you, and we celebrate you.